Well, good morning. I'm glad to hear all the conversations going on this morning. I'm glad to see each one of you, and I'm glad that those watching on the live stream could join us as well. Receive this call to worship from Revelations 4, 8b to 11. Day and night, they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." Whenever the living creatures gave glory and honor and thanks to the one seated on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne and say, "Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Give God the honor and the glory that he is due, not just this morning, but every morning. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, all honor and glory and praise is due to you and your name. Thank you for the mercy that you have shown us through your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your helper, the Holy Spirit, that we can benefit daily. Draw us closer to you each day. Speak to our hearts this morning. Lead and guide our nation and its leaders. Draw us to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I invite you all to stand if you're able this morning as we worship. next song. This morning's offering is for the long-range capital needs. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each one of the people here today, Lord. Thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins, Lord. We offer a
prayer for this offering, Lord, that our tithes and offerings would go to the long-range needs of this church, Lord, as we minister in so many ways to this community around us, that this would be a safe haven, a light on the hill for so many people, that they would find comfort here in this building and in your word and what you have to offer for us, Lord. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Creativity and variety that makes what we see in each one of us, what we are, an important instrument in your kingdom. Just pray this morning, as Tony shares with us what you've given him to share, that you would lay it on each of our hearts, the next step, the light for our path, so we can see more clearly what your mission for our life is.
All right, well, it's time for our children's message. I saw that there's not a lot of children here today, but we'll still have our children's message. So I invite the children to come forward. You can sit over here on this side. So, what did God give Adam and Eve in the garden to eat? Fruit. Yes. And what fruit did they eat that they weren't supposed to? It was the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When they ate that, does anybody know what entered the world when they ate that? Sin. And what happened to each one of us is that we are all born with a sin nature in us. What does that mean? Well, when you get mad, or you throw a temper tantrum, or you hit your brother or sister because they did something to you, you want to get even, well, that's your sin nature. And no one has to teach you how to use that. So what is this? Banana. It's ripe, looks good on the outside. It's probably good on the inside. You'd have to peel it open to find out. But this is what our hearts looked like before sin was in the world. So we'll turn to the next slide. What is that? Do you want to eat that? No, you want to eat that? That doesn't look so good, does it? What is this? A rotten banana. It took a while to get it to that stage. I even had to put it in the oven to get it to turn that way. So, can we do anything to fix that? Can we do anything to fix our heart? If our hearts look like this? Well, there is something that we can do, but we can't fix it. Only God can fix our hearts, right? We can ask Him to come into our heart and ask Him to forgive us of our sins, but only He can fix us. Only God can fix us when we ask Jesus as our Savior, when we fill our hearts with Jesus. So, this is what God can do, what He says in Ezekiel 36:26. Oh, that's big enough, I can read that one. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. God can take our heart that looks like this because of sin and remake us and change us, make our heart look like it's supposed to when we ask Jesus into our lives as our Savior. Does that help you think about it a little bit? That because we have sin in us, our heart looks like that. But God can remake us, turn us back into that. So you guys have been good listeners. If you go over to Teresa, she will give you a snack. You can actually have a fruit this morning and another snack. So you can see her over there, and you guys can go back to your seats. I suggest maybe waiting to eat the fruit till later. That way it doesn't make a mess that someone else has to clean up. I want to greet you in the powerful name of Jesus this morning. Thank you for your prayers on my behalf as I prepared this week. This morning we are starting our Lenten series, leading up to Easter, and I would like to thank Pastor Larry for his last two messages that he gave. They can be challenging ones to preach. I'd just like to thank you for your faithfulness in bringing those messages, even when they're difficult. Well, the title of our message is Called to a Deep Relationship with God. We're called to a deep relationship. See, God is calling each and every one of us, everyone here, everyone in our state, our country, and our world. God is calling out to us. And He's been calling us since we were very young. The question is whether or not we have heard Him. If we had heard Him, we are faced with a choice, and that choice is, how are we going to answer His call? Are we going to follow Him and say yes, or are we going to say no? We follow Him by accepting Jesus as our Savior. Sometimes we do say no to His call, but He still loves us. And He loves us so much that even when we do say no, He still calls us to follow Him. God wants a relationship with us. He doesn't want religion. He wants a relationship. Matthew 23, 27 to 28. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of the bones of dead and every kind of impurity. In the same way, on the outside you seem righteous to people, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Wow. Wasn't Jesus bold saying that right to their faces? Because Jesus was speaking to a crowd, and there were scribes and Pharisees in that crowd. He called them whitewashed tombs. They looked good on the outside, yet were dead on the inside. See, God wants our hearts. He doesn't want religion. He wants our hearts. He wants a close, personal relationship with us. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is calling out to us with so much passion and love for us. I see this picture of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, right before His crucifixion. He was praying to His Father in heaven. He was filled with anguish, even to the point of death, asking that this cup would be removed from Him. Not His Father's will, not His will, but His Father's will be done. Can you imagine that He loves you so much that He is anguishing over you? He is calling to you, come to Me. Come, I will give you rest. In Luke 15, the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus says, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance. There is a joy in heaven when someone asks Jesus into their hearts as their Savior. So is there someone here today or watching on the live stream that wants to ask Jesus into their hearts? Make a commitment to Him. Is your heart stirring? If it is, I want you to stand up right now. Even if you're at home watching on the live stream, just stand up right where you are. See, God is calling to you. How are you going to answer? Are you going to stand for Him? Or are you going to say no? If you have stood, I'd like you to pray this prayer with me, and will you join me, the rest of you join me in prayer. Jesus, I hear you calling me. Come into my heart as my Savior. I'm sorry for my sins. Help me to turn away from the things that you say are bad for me. I trust you and will follow you. I love you, Jesus. Amen. So if you have prayed that prayer, that is awesome. I want you to tell somebody about that. If you didn't stand or pray this prayer because you were worried about what other people think, it's between you and God. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. If you think you're too bad or too far gone, how could God want a relationship with me? That is a lie straight from the pit of hell. And Satan is trying to keep you from accepting Jesus as your Savior. Do not believe these lies, because that's what they are, lies. God does not stop calling out to you. He keeps trying to reach you. But there is a time when it is too late. See, when you die and haven't accepted Him as your Savior, it is too late. There is no more chances. That's it. Jesus is at the door knocking. Are you going to let Him in? Are you going to open that door? For those of us who have accepted Jesus as our personal Savior, God is still calling us to a deeper relationship with Him. In Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve have sinned and they had hidden from God, and God was walking in the garden in the evening, He was looking for them. He was calling out, "Where are you?" And the Bible is full of examples of God wanting a deeper relationship with His followers. The Israelites in Exodus 19, they were told that God would come down on the mountain in a cloud. And at an appointed time, they were supposed to go and be close to God. But they didn't do it. They said to Moses, "You go and hear from God and tell us what He said." And this was because the Israelites were full of fear. See, God is calling us to a deep relationship with Him to this very day. It hasn't changed. God has not changed. He wants us to come to Him. God gave us His Holy Spirit to live in us. You can't get any closer than that. He wants us to come and commune with Him, dine with Him at the table just like His disciples did, learn from Him. Pray to Him. Love Him with all of our hearts and our minds and our strengths. He wants us to have a deeper relationship with Him. So how can we do that? How can we have a deeper relationship with God? James 4, 4 to 8. "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? So whoever wants to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think it's without reason that Scripture says the Spirit He made to dwell in us envies intensely? But He gives greater grace. Therefore He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." Come close to God. It requires action. It requires movement to move close to God. Give everything to Him. Spend time in His Word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time talking and listening to Him. He is always working on us to make us more like Himself. Okay, I'm doing all these things, yet I don't feel any closer to God. What am I supposed to do? See, we build walls in our lives. These walls keep us at a distance from God. Just like the Israelites, when God called them up on the mountain, they stayed at a distance. They didn't move closer. And these walls can be anything. They can be sin. These walls might be fear. Your wall may be lies that you were believing. It could be many, many other things. See, when the Israelites conquered Jericho, who did it? It was God. When the walls of Jericho fell, who tore them down? It was God. The Israelites had to be obedient to what God had told them to do. They marched around the city at the appointed times, as many times as He told them, and then they gave a great shout, and those walls came down. They had to be obedient, and when they were, they had a great victory. God will do the same thing in us if we are obedient to Him, if we are listening to Him and His call. God did this in my life. Sunday, January 17th, that was the last Sunday that I preached, we had a fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit time here at church in the evening. And I saw in the bulletin there's one tonight, so I encourage you to come out tonight to that. I saw that note in the bulletin and I thought, man, I should go to that. And later on in the afternoon, I was like, yeah, I should go to that fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit time. I haven't been there in a while. And about 10 minutes before it was supposed to start, I ran out the door and hopped in the car and left. I kind of waited till the last minute. We talked for a little bit, and then we had a time of cleansing and giving things over to God so that His Spirit would be free to work in us. And I was sitting there thinking, God, why can't I hear You? Why am I even here this evening? I was feeling that as I was sitting there. Then we moved on into a time of prayer. We prayed for a little bit, and then someone asked if anybody needs prayer. My mind was saying yes, but I was like, how do I put it into words? How do I ask? My heart was beating faster, and usually that's a sign that God's prompting you to do something. We prayed for one other thing, and my heart was beating faster. And then I was obedient to the Holy Spirit, and I said, I need prayer. I don't know why. I believe I'm supposed to ask for prayer. I had this heaviness, this heaviness in my heart. I didn't know what it was. So they got out the hot seat, you know, the seat in the middle of the circle. Someone asked, what do you want? And I answered through my tears, I want more of God. And I didn't even think of that answer. That answer just came out. I want more of God. The things that they prayed for is exactly how I was feeling, but didn't know how to share it. The Holy Spirit was speaking to them, and they were being obedient and sharing what the Holy Spirit was saying. One prayer is that this was a time of pruning. Another prayer is that there was a barrier between me and God. I didn't know what or how or why, but yeah, I could feel it. There definitely was a barrier. And it was there for a while, and I didn't know what it was. Still another prayer was about believing lies about myself. They prayed against the lies and the barriers. And I left there with this weight lifted off of me. I was free. In the next couple of days, with some processing and the Holy Spirit revealing what it was, see, I was believing lies about myself. Lies that were straight from the pit of hell. Lies that I was not good at being a pastor, that I wasn't good at speaking, that I was trying to be something that I'm not. I put so much pressure on myself that I built a barrier between God and myself. What God's spoken to me is that He loves me, and just to come and worship Him as I am. I wanted a deeper relationship with God, and I didn't know why it wasn't happening. It's because I had built this barrier in my life. If you were in this place where I was, and if you want a deeper relationship with God, if you feel that there is a barrier between you and God, I'm going to invite you forward in a few minutes. If you have a barrier in your life that you know is sin, come and repent. If it is because you're believing a lie from the enemy, come forward. Could be many other reasons. Is something weighing on you? So I'm going to have a prayer for the Holy Spirit to come and stir our hearts. And after that, I would invite you to come forward. I'd invite those who are helping out this morning to come forward as I pray. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, come and stir our hearts this morning. Show us what is between us and You. Bring us to a place where we can have a deeper relationship with You, Lord. Remove the barriers in our lives and tear down the walls that we have built. Draw us to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Come. Come front and be prayed for. Come as God calls you. going to keep talking. Keep coming as the Holy Spirit leads you. Just because I'm talking doesn't mean you shouldn't come forward. If you're living in fear and that has kept you from a deeper relationship with God, come and turn it over to Him. It doesn't matter what people think. This is between you and God. You may be holding on to grudges. You may have a barrier of wasting time on your electronics. See, when you step into that ocean, you start with that little skim of water. And then you move farther out, and the water's up to your knees. You keep going, and soon it's at your waist. You usually dive under the waves to get wet, but it's not very deep. You keep moving, and finally you get to that point where your toes are just touching the bottom of the ocean. Don't stop there. Keep moving. Moving into the deep. Trust that God will take care of you. This is an example of our relationship with God. When we take that next step into that heavenly deep, and take away those barriers that keep us from God. Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For anyone who asks receives, and for the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open to you. Ask God to come. Ask Him to come close to you. Ask Him for a deeper relationship. What is He saying to you this morning? Is He speaking to your heart? If He is, come. Come forward. Look for Him in His Word. Listen for Him in prayer. Knock on that door so He opens it. Draw near to God. Take that step. Move closer to God, and He will move closer to you. Is your wall between you and God anger? Is it laziness? Are you just worn down and beaten and need a rest, and you're so focused on that? Are you stubborn? Come to God. He is calling. What is He speaking to your heart this morning? If He's not saying anything or hasn't said anything to you in a while, come and ask Him to show you what's between Himself and you. God is calling you. In the beginning of the message, I asked if anyone wanted to accept Jesus as their Savior. I also said, don't wait until it's too late. I'm going to give you another chance to stand and ask Jesus into your heart.
My heart is beating out of my chest, so I know I'm supposed to share. It says, come, open your heart and ask. I'm always waiting to give. Come lay your burdens down. I long for you to truly live. Come sit down, I'm waiting to speak to you. I'll hold you during the storm. My strength will see you through. Never give up hope, for I am always near. My arms are open wide. Come find your healing here. I know I'm not the only one this morning who's feeling broken and in need of God's touch. So God is calling you this morning to come and to find that healing touch and be restored.
Thank you, Todd, for sharing. Is it all right if I pray out loud in front of everybody? Okay. Heavenly Father, just be with Todd. Just bring healing to his heart. You know what is going on. I just pray that you will bring healing to him. I just thank you for his willingness to take that step and to share. I just pray that you will bless him for this. I just pray that you will remove the walls in his life that are keeping him from you, and that he wants to come closer to you. And this is a sign that he wants more of you. I pray that you will answer his call. Pray that you will fill him with your spirit to new and full and overflowing. In Jesus' name, amen. So is there anyone who wants to accept Jesus as their Savior? Stand up. If he is speaking to your heart, answer God's call. How are you going to respond? Thank those people for helping this morning, praying for people. And Colin, thank you for playing. I'm going to close in prayer. And there's going to be two parts to this prayer. I'm going to go from one to the next. So will you join me in prayer this morning? If you stood to accept Jesus into your heart, repeat this after me. Jesus, I love you. Come into my heart as my Savior. I am sorry for my sins. Help me to turn from the things that you say are bad for me. And I want you to go and tell someone. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus and your Spirit to us. Deepen our relationships with you. Help us to be obedient to each day, to you each day. Help us to seek you in your word. Give us ears to hear your voice and remove the barriers from our lives. The things that keep us from being closer to you. Strengthen us, encourage us, and carry us and call us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd invite the worship team forward for our closing song.
Thank you.
Will you stand for the parting benediction? And I'll be up front here if anybody still would like prayer even after the service is over. How is God calling you? What is He calling you to? What is He saying to your hearts this morning? Receive this benediction. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. You're dismissed.